Quaker puffed wheat is shot from guns. Quaker puffed rice is shot from guns. Yes, listen to the roar of the Quaker guns brought to you direct from the Quaker cereal mills, where Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender as nuts in November. Now, Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice bring you Harry and the Pirates, the new and exciting adventure of Terry Lee, the Dragon Lady Strikes Back.
Holy socks, why doesn't Pat get back here to the pirates' camp with some help? Must have been able to round up Connie and Hotshot and some of the villagers by this time. I wonder what they're saying in there now. Let's creep a little closer to this window and see if we can find out. Easy does it, Lee, old boy, if you enjoy living, which you naturally do.
Well, Mark James, you have exactly 5 minutes more to decide what you are going to do.
I don't know the location of the tungsten mines. I tell you, I don't.
Come, stripling. You are a brave American boy. But the king, the cobbler, shoots if you do not tell secrets. He shoots like this.
Oh,
a couple of inches closer with that wild shot. King the cobbler would have pinned me without even knowing it. Doggone it, why doesn't Pat get here? Why doesn't he get here?
Time moves forward swiftly, relentlessly, to a new and dangerous climax now as the hour for decision approaches. The hour when Terry must decide what to do to save the young American boy from the pirates if Pat and the others do not arrive in time to help. The hour when the young boy himself must decide whether he shall betray the village and give away the secret of the tungsten mines or withhold the secret and pay the penalty. Only 3 minutes left. 2 minutes. 1 minute. And now...
All right, Mark James, your time is up. What is your decision?
Dragon Lady, Hawking the Cobra, you've put me in a most awkward position.
The young boy talks like a schoolboy.
How would you know? Hold your tongue, Hawking, and let the boy finish. Go on, boy.
When I originally agreed to come here and to negotiate for peace for our people, you said you would grant us that peace in exchange for skins and fruit.
We have been all over this before. Now then, boy, we must have the secret of the location of those mines. 10 years ago, your father and mother lost their lives because they refused to reveal that secret. We know you have the secret. Give it to us now.
I cannot give it to you. I would betray my people if I told you.
You refuse?
Yes, Dragon Lady, I must refuse.
Very well. We shall now proceed to make you change your mind.
What are you going to do?
You shall see. Wang, come here this instant.
Yes, great Dragon Lady. Wang is your servant.
Bring me the little jacket which hangs on the wall there.
Oh, steel jacket with the holes in it, great lady.
The steel jacket with holes in it.
I shall get it at once.
All right, Mark James, stand up. You shall now see what it is to refuse to talk.
You may do to me what you wish, Dragon Lady. I'm not afraid. I shall never reveal the secret.
That is what you think for.
Here is the jacket, great lady.
Hold it up so the boy may see it. Do you know what this is for, Mark James? Do you know what it can do?
Yes, Dragon Lady. It's a form of ancient torture. I've read about it. The jacket is pulled tightly about the victim. The steel ribs pressed tightly against the chest.
And the victim is painfully disposed of. Proceed, Juan. Put the jacket on the boy.
Step forward, boy.
All right, Juan. But you, of course, are ready to take the circumstances.
You would try to frighten me, a full-grown man. Put your arm in here, boy, and hold still.
Certainly. Hold the jacket a little higher, will you?
Oh, what you do, boy? Let go!
Let go! Quick, the arm will not
touch!
push it over the head like a man.
I cannot see.
He fastened over the chin like so.
By all that is holy, look at him. The full-grown pirate flogged by a mere stripling. Bravo, America.
Pig, be still. As for you, boy, you are very brave and very clever. You have outwitted one of my strongest and biggest slaves. As a reward, we shall forego the torture. For the time being, I still know how to make you talk. Come, come with me.
Well, it looks as though Mark James can take care of himself, doesn't it? But how long can a boy of 15 hold out against a band of 20 pirates? Already, the Dragon Lady has a new scheme to make him talk. What is this scheme? And will Pat and our friends reach Terry in time to help the boy if the scheme proves to be more than he can handle alone? We'll find out in just a moment. But first, say, tell me, what breakfast food gets bigger and tastier when it's shot from guns? Why, it's Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, that's what. Yes, in the big Quaker mills, huge guns are loaded with carefully selected grains of sun-ripened wheat or rice. Now, listen. Listen to the guns actually exploding these premium grains to 8 times normal size. That's what does it. What makes Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice crisp and tender as nuts in November. Out come toasty, nut-like kingpin kernels. A super taste treat, all ready to eat. Add milk and sugar, and top with fruit. Slice apples or applesauce, for instance. Then dive in. You'll say, this is it. You'll see why Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice are more popular today than ever. Why they're winning praise from many of Hollywood's biggest stars. What's more, the breakfast cereals shot from guns are good for you. Furnish the food value of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Get both delicious kinds. Enjoy the wheat one time, rice the next. Look for the famous Quaker man on each big red and blue package. That's your guarantee that it's the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice.
So you have outwitted one of my strongest and biggest slaves, boy. But the Dragon Lady still knows how to make you talk. Come. Come with me.
Shall I pinch him again, Dragon Lady? Maybe a good pinch make this boy talk. Make him tell where tungsten mines are.
Yes, Akim, go ahead. Pinch the boy and pinch him so he will remember it.
You don't frighten me, Mr. Cobra.
No? Then why do your lips quiver like the willows in the wind? Come here, boy. Come to Akim.
Keep away from me. Leave me alone.
Oh, you're not as brave as you think, eh, boy? There. Now I got you. Now I pinch you.
Enjoy yourself, Akim the Cobra. There's nothing you can do to make me tell the secret of the hills.
Maybe I should shoot, eh? I shoot, and I shoot some more.
Even you, Akim the Cobra, would not shoot me. If I am dead and cannot talk, how would you then learn the secret?
Hmm. Oh. You are right, American boy. Maybe it's too bad for you we don't shoot you. Your suffering would end sooner.
Enough of these foolish mouthings. Eng, Su Shao, Wang, all you worthless, spineless, sniveling dolt. Saddle the horses. We are heading back to the village at once.
We found them. Thunder again, Dragon Lady?
No, of course not. We do not have time. We go now to prove to boy we know how to make him talk. Follow me to the corral.
You would not betray me again, Dragon Lady. Already you have broken one promise.
Betray? Promise? What are these? They are not in the Dragon Lady's vocabulary.
But Dragon Lady, I've already told you I don't know where the mines are.
Suddenly you are going to remember where they are.
But what has going to the village got to do with it?
A great deal. In the village is someone you love and respect very much. Is that not so?
Yes, very much.
You would do anything you could to protect that person, wouldn't you?
Yes.
It would pain you very much to see that person hurt, wouldn't it? Well, wouldn't it?
Dragon Lady, what are you going to do?
Justice, my child. Since you won't talk, we are now going to take you before your guardian, Alashan O'Don. And while you watch, we are going to treat Mr. O'Don to a few little tricks, which I don't think you're going to like very much.
Oh, no, no!
And before we get through with Mr. O'Don, you're going to talk, boy, and you're going to talk fast.
The stalwart boy grows pale, Dragon Lady. We have finally discovered how to break down his resistance, no?
We? How dare you include yourself? Give the Dragon Lady a hand.
Very well. Akim holds the stirrup for your tiny feet. Up you go, beautiful flower. Are we ready now for head for the village?
Already, the moment I give the signal to the men.
Wait, Dragon Lady.
Yes, boy.
If I should suddenly remember where the mines are, after all, will you promise by all that is holy to leave my guardian alone?
Certainly.
Then I guess I have no choice. I shall now lead you into the hills. Lead you to the location of the tungsten mine.
See that you do, boy. And be sure this is not another trick. All right, men. Forward. And away.
Chin firmly set. Eyes dull and expressionless, shielding the desperation in his heart, the young boy, Mark James, leads the band of bloodthirsty pirates towards the hills. Will he now be forced to give away the secret which he has guarded so valiantly? What else can he do and still protect the life of his guardian? Meanwhile, from his position in the tall reeds beside the camp, Terry Lee watches, comes to a sudden decision when something terrible and unforeseen happens. You will find out what it is in just a moment. But first, just one look, just one taste, and you'll say, this is it. Yes, pour out a tempting bowlful of the breakfast cereal shot from Guns. That's Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice. Add milk and sugar, top with fruit if you like, and have a taste. You'll say, this is it, from first to last delicious spoonful. That's because the most important thing about food is quality. And quality is what you get when you buy Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice. For only the premium grains are used. Just remember, they're never sold in bags or bulk. To get the original crisp and fresh Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, look for the big red and blue packages with the Quaker Man on the front. Get both kinds for this coming weekend.
There's no use waiting for Pat any longer. I've got to act and act now. Thank heavens these reeds are tall. If I can crawl through here without being seen, grab one of those horses they've left behind, maybe I can figure out something to stop those guys. Something to keep that boy from giving away his secret. Easy now. They can still see this spot from up there. If these reeds move too much, you're going to have your hands full of trouble, the old boy.
There go, Lenny! Back in! There is someone in the reeds!
Been in lots of scrapes before, but none of them have ever been as dangerous as this one. Alone, defenseless against the entire band of pirates except for one rifle, Terry scrambles for cover. You'll see what happens Monday. Terry and the Pirates is written by Harrison Bingham and is brought to you each day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. So listen Monday when Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you Terry and the Pirates. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.